I'm Marco Werman with The World. If you've ever been to Los Angeles, you know the city's awesome multi-culti food trucks. Those trucks are a success story for the immigrant entrepreneurs there who run them. Most immigrant entrepreneurs start with small businesses that serve their own immigrant communities, but then they often struggle to grow those businesses outside those communities. Saul Gonzalez of station KCRW introduces us to one L.A. business that's trying to break through by walking a fine cultural line.
In Los Angeles's Latino neighborhoods, it's common to see mariachis at the grand opening of a store or restaurant. Today, it's for the La Monarca Bakery and Cafe in LA's Highland Park neighborhood. It's a local chain that's growing. La Monarca specializes in traditional Mexican food like pan dulce and tres leches cake. It was founded by Ricardo Cervantes and Alfredo Livas. They're from Mexico, and they say it was their search for the authentic tastes of home that turned into a business opportunity. Here's Cervantes.
When we moved to Los Angeles, we always look for the best Mexican food. We're trying to find good food. And pan dulce is always one of those things that you grow up with. So when we tried the pan dulce that we could find, we always missed the flavor of back home. And it was a point in time when we said, why don't we do something? If we miss it so much, maybe other people do too.
But Cervantes and his partner probably aren't your idea of typical Mexican immigrants. Both come from middle-class families in Monterrey, Mexico. Both have MBAs from Stanford. And they're breaking an unwritten business rule that immigrant entrepreneurs do best by sticking to their own communities.
We wanted to do a concept that's, of course, Mexican in essence. All our products are Mexican. But we didn't want to be categorized into just Hispanic neighborhoods. We thought if we do a good quality concept, good quality product, people will like it regardless.
Jose Americano?
Since Cervantes opened the first La Monarca Bakery in 2006 in a heavily Latino part of L.A., he and his partner have developed a bicultural business strategy, locating their bakery cafes in working-class immigrant neighborhoods and wealthier white communities like Santa Monica. To appeal to both Latinos and non-Latinos, Cervantes says La Monarca does a careful cultural balancing act, right down to its design. Each bakery's color and decor, Cervantes says, are picked to suggest Mexico, but not look too Mexican.
As you see our store, yes, you have some touches of Mexican elements, but it's not meant to detract somebody that is not Mexican from coming in, no? Some people go overboard, and it's too Mexican, and it's everything in your face, no? No? The sarapes, and so other people don't feel comfortable.
La Monarca's bicultural approach will be tested in its new location in L.A.'s Highland Park. Once mostly Latino, this neighborhood is gentrifying with younger white residents, people who might not beeline for Latino panaderia, but they might like La Monarca's exposed brick walls, modern furniture, and Wi-Fi.
What does this represent to you?
Well, it represents progress.
Andrew Barrera heads up the neighborhood Chamber of Commerce. He says La Monarca is a perfect fit for the changing community.
This is right in the middle of an area which has been traditionally Latino that is growing in its diversity. And so I think they made a very brilliant move in moving here because they're getting both an existing customer base as well as a new evolving customer base.
The bicultural bakery chain is also catching the attention of business and political leaders on both sides of the border, like Carlos Sada, Mexico's consul general to L.A.
This is one of the shops of one of the most important businessmen that Mexico has here in L.A.
Sada says the success of Ricardo Cervantes and his partner shows a different side of the Mexican immigrant experience that should be highlighted.
We need to do more because there are so many Ricardos, so many people like this guy, that are talents, but it is not well known. And I think it is perhaps part of the fault of the Mexican government not to promote the way it should be promoted.
As for La Monarca's future, Ricardo Cervantes will push to grow the business in L.A. and elsewhere.
Yeah, build as many stores as we can in California first, Los Angeles, and at some point then go to Mexico. And now the business goes from Mexican founders that started in the U.S. to operate also in Mexico, no?
You're going to export yourself back to Mexico.
Exactly. Exactly.
For The World, I'm Saul Gonzalez, Los Angeles.